Hi, this is Monty Heighton. I am sitting with Matthew Lunetta talking about his poster, Comparative Study of Two Reprocessing Methods for Formalin-Fixed Paraffin-Embedded Tissue. Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you for having me.
Why this topic?
We were doing a process improvement project in the lab as part of my yellow belt certification. And this is something I've been interested in years on, with the different reprocessing techniques that we use, is there one that produces a better product for the patient than the other? And after doing some research, I found out that no one had ever done a project that compares reprocessing techniques.
Nice.
They've got projects out there that did reprocessing, say, on brain, or for electron microscopy, or for certain tissue types, but not comparing one method versus another. So that's what we started focusing on.
Very nice. I noticed that you mentioned yellow belt. Do you want to explain to some of the folks as to what that is?
Sure. So as part of the process improvement and part of the Lean Sigma 6 program, you start with various ranks as far as what your knowledge is for process improvement. Everybody in the world, once you learn what process improvement is, becomes a white belt. Then you do a yellow belt project, which is what this project was, which typically isn't as this complex, but I don't go into things usually halfway. I usually go all in. And then after a yellow belt project, you would then do a green belt project, mm-hmm. which is a bit more complex, involves more people and processes, and then it follows up with a black belt project, which is even much larger for that. And it's all part of that process improvement, Six Sigma.
Right. Yeah, I'm a green belt, but I thought it might be nice for you to explain that
to everybody else.
What is the first thing that you want people to see when they look at your poster?
Wow. I would say the best thing to look at first would be the images. Look at the H&E and look at the microtomy. Mm-hmm. And you'll see a very poorly processed block. And then you'll see after reprocessing how much it can improve on you. And if you look at the two H&Es and the comparison of the two different techniques, I challenge anybody to blindly tell me if one is better than the other.
Good, good. Were there any surprises when you were doing the research? Was there anything that you didn't expect?
Yes, there's a lot. So as part of process improvement, when you're doing a project, you need to go into it without any biases. And that's difficult as a human being to not be biased.
True.
And I was totally biased towards one of the techniques. And I'm like, this technique is going to just blow the other one out of the water. Of course, it's going to be better than the other. And as it turns out, that's not necessarily the case. And so what I learned is when you're doing a project like this, even though you have your biases, you really need to let them go and see where the data leads you.
Right, right. So good reason why we need to do research, right?
Right.
When someone walks away from your poster, what 3 to 5 words should they think about?
Not everything is as you would expect it to be.
Sure. So if you had to do a follow-up project, what do you think you would the project would be?
A follow-up project on
anything.
This?
But
well, actually, I already have an idea.
Okay.
And that is going to be doing a presentation at the next conference on process improvement.
Oh, good idea.
And to use this as an example of that.
Sure. Is there anything else you want to tell us about your poster or the work you did to get to your final product?
There's a lot in there. So I would say that if people have questions, contact me. I'm pretty approachable on things via email and work. If they want to get me even more detail, they can look at the manuscript that's in the current issue of the JOH. It gives you a lot more detail on what the project is. And having a good group in the team helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm really proud of is that this is a project that was totally led by Histotex and not by others and the histotechs were just kind of in the background.
Part of it, right.
So this was a very hit, and so I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, keeping it all in the lab, right?
That's right.
All right. Then we want to thank you for talking to us today and providing a poster.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks.